I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, we're going to be talking about abortion. It's going to be a big issue this year. And as I have reminded everyone on this show many, many, many times, the battle against abortion is not about protecting babies. It's about putting women in their place, getting control of women again. And sure, there may be some people in the movement at the lower level who think, oh yeah, we're really saving babies. I almost guarantee you that none of them are doing much for babies. And that's not all of them. Some of them might do charitable work for people in need just in general. But for the most part, they're focused on keeping women from having abortions. And in almost every single case, anti-choice organizations are also anti-contraceptive. Supporting contraception is the number one thing you can do to help reduce the number of abortions. And I don't think having an abortion is a great thing. Nobody really wants to go through that. People don't go, women don't go, gee, I gotta get pregnant again so I can have another abortion. That's not how it works. Women take the choice very, very seriously. Even very, very pro-choice women will think about the decision long and hard for themselves. It is not an easy decision for anyone. But there are times when it is necessary. And I think in cases of rape or incest, it's necessary. In cases where the woman's life is in jeopardy, it's necessary. When her health is in jeopardy, it's necessary. But those are factors that a lot of, maybe even most of the abortion opponents couldn't care less about. They will argue, why should you punish a little innocent baby for something the mother did? Donald Trump, who has admitted to having sex with women without using any kind of protection, is maybe the last person on the planet who should be championing the cause of ending abortion rights, but there he is. And Mike Pompeo, who is shockingly the Secretary of State, is a religious extremist and a hardcore opponent of abortion. And of course, as is mandatory for anybody Trump hires, he's extremely anti-gay. And yesterday he announced that we're going to be doubling down on the global gag rule. Now, that sounds bad. A global gag rule? Well, it is bad. It's not unique to Trump. Pretty much every Republican president has had it in place, and pretty much every Democrat has gotten rid of it. The idea is that no money can be used to underwrite abortions if it comes from the American taxpayer. Not a penny, not even to save a woman's life. Doubling down like this is a really stupid move, because it actually will lead to more abortions, because it will cut down on services that also provide contraception and education. Because when you tell a women's health clinic that it cannot talk about abortion, because it's not just providing abortions, you can't say the word out loud. If you do, all of your funding is cut off. So what these organizations have to do is basically stop taking U.S. money. And so they have less money to provide the contraceptive services that they're doing, to provide the informational services that help cut down on STDs, to help treat STDs. It's a stupid, extremist position. I think the response from Senator Jean Shaheen was one of the best. She said, "The Trump administration's actions threaten access to critical services that prevent maternal deaths, treat HIV and Zika, and provide communities with life-saving health care. This administration's obsession with attacking women's reproductive health is egregious and dangerous. Further expanding the global gag rule puts international organizations in an impossible position. Provide women the full scope of reproductive health care services or deny critical funding that saves lives. That is unconscionable." She's right. It's unconscionable and it's stupid. And it accomplishes the opposite of what you claim it's supposed to do, which is reduce the number of abortions. It will certainly increase the amount of misery that women around the world will experience. Maybe that's the real goal, limiting opportunities for women in any way they can think of. As part of this, we're also cutting funding to the Organization of American States. But just try to wrap your head around this. If you mention the word abortion, if you send someone to a different place to get an abortion, you say, hey, you ought to go over to this place, they'll take care of you. That organization will be denied funding in the future For all health assistant programs, that includes nutrition and malaria and tuberculosis and tropical diseases and maternal and child health and water, sanitation, and hygiene programs. Everything gone just for mentioning the word abortion. How much more extreme can you get for something that is still legal here in the United States? It's as if they have forgotten that here it's legal. And of course, when women can't get abortions, they go to try to get them in ways that are dangerous and often illegal and that lead to their death. Again, that's something that many of the anti-abortion forces couldn't care less about. And here's just how stupid it is. They did a 2018 Rutgers University study. I was just released this past January. And what it found is that women in Latin America were up to 3 times more likely to have an abortion under this gag rule. And of course, as is typical with this administration, when Mike Pompeo was presented with the research, he said, no, they're just wrong. Because in the Trump administration, there is no reality but the one they make for themselves. It is unconscionable in that we're telling organizations in other countries what they can say. And they absolutely can't advocate for abortion rights, or the money's cut off. And that includes education. If they were to teach people that abortions are safe, that would cause them to have their funds cut off. It's very, very Orwellian. But as we have seen, this administration seems to be in an all-out war, maybe against people who aren't billionaires, but especially a war against women and attacking their access to health care and contraception. And a bunch of states are racing to get a case to the Supreme Court to outlaw abortion once and for all. Last week it was Kentucky that pretty much banned abortion entirely. Abortions are banned before most women even realize that they are pregnant. And no one knows what the heavily compromised Supreme Court actually will do, but the whole point of putting the last 2 Supreme Court justices on the court in ways that were unconscionable, if not illegal, to stack the court to help overturn Roe v. Wade. So as long as they work towards their goal, ethics don't matter. And just last Friday, I was talking about, on Faith Friday, about lying. And it is true. When it comes to these issues, when we talk about abortion, and we talk about gay rights, lying, they can do whatever they want, and they feel good about it. Now, in Georgia, one of our more corrupt states politically, where they have used every crooked trick in the book to make sure that they hold on to their unbelievable Republican majority that controls everything. They got the legislature and the governorship. And all Democrats can do is move their mouth holes and try to make enough noise to get some attention. But Representative Darshan Kendrick did it in a way that I thought was rather entertaining. In response to the Republicans' bill that's going to be very similar to the Kentucky bill, she somewhat facetiously proposed the testicular Bill of Rights legislation. It would require men to obtain permission from their sex partner before they're able to obtain a prescription for Viagra or any erectile dysfunction medication, ban vasectomy procedures in Georgia, both in part or whole, make it a crime of aggravated assault for men to have sex without a condom, require DNA testing when a woman is 6 weeks and 1 day into her pregnancy to immediately determine who the father is and have him start paying child support, and have a 24-hour waiting period for men to purchase any porn or sex toys in the state of Georgia. Considering that Georgia has long made sex toys illegal, none of this stuff is really as far out there as you think, because it's certainly pretty much on a par with the way that they've tried to control women through the law. Now, of course, I wouldn't support this bill either. I don't think she expects anyone to, but it does make a point in a state where Democrats are pretty much muzzled. And anti-abortion forces denying women access to health care, they're dangerous, but here's another way they're even more dangerous. We're having all sorts of outbreaks from the anti-vax movement. They are dangerous crackpots getting people killed. And according to an organization called Intercessors for America, they said, more than likely, intercessors praying for the overturn of Roe v. Wade have unknowingly been vaccinated with this very tissue. They're talking about aborted fetal tissue. This revelation could provide some answers to why our breakthrough has not yet come. So they're basically arguing, well, you better not get vaccines, otherwise your prayers will become impotent. It's kind of an interesting topic. the fact that fetal tissue has been used to develop vaccines, that if we had banned that, we wouldn't have these vaccines. We'll talk more about that on Sunday.